la historia de cómo comenzó mi vida espiritual y cómo conocí a Srila Prabhupada.
Now I will tell my story, how I met Srila Prabhupada and how my spiritual life started.
Gracias por estar aquí.
Thank you for being here.
Bueno, comencé mi vida espiritual buscando a Dios profundamente en todas las religiones. Conocí a Paramahansa Yogananda, aprendí meditación y me tomé macrobiótica.
I started to search for God profoundly in all the religions. I came in contact with the philosophy of Paramahansa Yogananda. I started to meditate and became macrobiotic.
Leía frecuentemente una revista de rock donde George Harrison decía: canta este mahamantra y tu vida se transformará en sublime. Lo recorté y lo pegué en mi cama, siempre lo veía y lo leía.
Frequently, I was reading a rock magazine where George Harrison was saying, chant this mahamantra and your life will transform into sublime. I cut the mantra out from the magazine and stack it next to my bed. I was always looking at it and reading it.
Así conocí mahamantra y sus devotos. Escribía cuadernos enteros pidiendo e implorando, Señor, permíteme servirte.
Hasta like this, I got to know the mahamantra and the devotees. I was writing entire notebooks asking and imploring, oh Lord, allow me to serve you.
Hasta acá no existían los devotos de Krishna en Argentina, hasta que un mágico día llegaron como el sol radiante. Llegó nuestro querido Vridharyananda. Así conocí a Srila Prabhupada y la filosofía espiritual de Krishna.
After that moment, there were no devotees yet in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Until one magical day, they arrived like a radiating sun. Our dear Vridharyananda arrived. Like this, I got to know Srila Prabhupada and the spiritual philosophy of Krishna.
A los 21 años fui a vivir al templo, hicimos mucha austeridad. La casa era alquilada, no tenía agua caliente, había un solo baño.
At the age of 21, I went to live to the temple. We did many austerities. The house was rented, it didn't have warm water, it only had one bathroom.
En invierno nos bañábamos con agua fría, cargábamos el balde con agua helada y nos lo tirábamos encima.
In winter, we were taking shower with cold water. We would fill the buckets with freezing cold water and would spill it over our bodies.
Yo estaba embarazada, decía Masaki, de 8 meses. Hacíamos harinam todos los días de mañana y de tarde. Solo el cocinero quedaba en el templo, distribuíamos una revista de 4 hojas.
I was 8 months pregnant with Yamasaki. We used to go out for harinam every day, in the morning and in the afternoon. Only the cook would remain in the temple. We were distributing a magazine of 4 pages.
Las devotas, todas con saris iguales, de poliéster, de color azul claro, con zapatillas negras de paño, como lo usaban las abuelitas en ese tiempo. Parecíamos monjitas católicas, éramos muy cómicas.
The lady devotees were all wearing the same light blue saris made of polyester and black woolen slippers, the kind that old people used to wear in those times. We looked like Catholic nuns, we were very funny.
Los devotos también con dotis de algodón pesado eran telas que conseguíamos por ahí.
The men devotees also looked funny, dressed in dotis made of heavy cotton. Those were materials that we obtained from wherever we could.
No existían saris de India, tampoco kuntis de tulasi, eran de madera común. Hasta que un día llegaron de India los primeros saris, dotis, chapas, kuntis, todo auténtico.
Saris from India didn't exist and not even Tulsi necklaces. The ones we had were made of common wood. Until one day arrived the first saris, dhotis, japas, tulasi necklaces from India, all of them authentic.
Yo soy la cuarta devota de Argentina y Siama Saki, que es mi hija, es el primer niño nacido en el templo de Buenos Aires, Argentina.
I am the fourth devotee of Mataji's in Argentina, and Shyamasaki is the first child born in the temple.
Un día en pleno Harinam sentí que el parto se aproximaba. Fui a la maternidad con sari, tilak, chapa, toda la parafernalia devocional.
One day in the middle of Harinam, I felt that I was going to give birth. I immediately went to the hospital with one of my god sisters. We took underground and entered the hospital with sari, tilak, japa, all the devotional paraphernalia.
Estaba en una cama esperando el nacimiento de mi pequeña. Todos me preguntaban qué era esa ropa, esa marca en la frente, esa bolsita colgada. Fue en medio de Harina mi prédica que mi querida hija nació.
I was lying in the bed waiting for the birth of my little girl. Everybody was asking me what were the clothes I was wearing, what was the mark on my forehead, the small bag hanging around my neck. It was in the middle of Harinam and preaching that my dear daughter appeared.
De mañana los 12 devotitos que eran trajeron prayadan, hicieron un gran kirtan dentro del hospital. Las personas asombradas se acercaron.
In the morning, all the devotees, we were 12 all together, brought prasadam and made a big kirtan inside the hospital. People, amazed, came closer to see what was happening.
Cuando regresé del hospital, había solo un cuarto. Me prepararon una carpa en la terraza y ahí me instalé.
When we came back from the hospital, the devotees had prepared a small tent on the terrace for me and my baby, where I accommodated ourselves. Namely, the temple only had one room divided with a sheet. On one side Matajis were sleeping, and on the other side Prabhus.
Shyami crecía. Un día comencé a distribuir libros por la gracia de Prabhupada. Ya teníamos 4 Bhagavatas por la gracia divina de Srila Prabhupada. Otro devoto y yo manteníamos el templo.
Shyami was growing up, and one day I started to distribute books. We already had 4 volumes of Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, translated in Spanish. Other devotee and me were maintaining the temple.
El Lakshmi, que nosotros dos recaudábamos, era el único sustento en ese tiempo.
The Lakshmi that the two of us would collect was the only form of sustenance in that time.
La pequeña Shyamasaki era cuidada por quien podía. Hasta un día Hridayananda dijo, yo la cuido.
The little Shyamasaki was taken care of by any devotee who was available in the moment. One day even Hridayananda said, I will look after her.
Al año y medio, en el 75, Prabhupada llegaría a Caracas, Venezuela. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Para mí era un gran sueño conocerlo. Hridayananda dijo que el presidente del templo, su esposa y los 2 sankirtaneros más importantes deberían ir a tomar iniciación. Así comenzó la gran bendición.
One and a half year later, in 1975, Prabhupada would be coming to Caracas, Venezuela. For me, it was a great dream to someday meet Prabhupada. Hridayananda said that the president of the temple, his wife, and the 2 most important Sankirtan devotees should go to Venezuela to take initiation from Prabhupada. Like this, the great blessing had started.
Estábamos en 2 hileras, las devotas en un lugar y los devotos en otro. Llegaron de todos lados, países vecinos y otros de más lejos.
We were sitting in 2 lines, Matajis on one side, Prabhus on the other. Devotees were coming from everywhere, some from neighbor countries and others from more distant countries.
Cantábamos armoniosamente, de pronto apareció el carro con su divina gracia, Ace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Mi querido Padre Eterno, Maestro, Salvador de almas, amigo, hijo, es todo para mí.
We were chanting harmoniously, and suddenly the car appeared with His Divine Grace Ace Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. My Eternal Father, Master, Savior of the souls, a friend, a son, he is everything to me.
Bajo del auto, con su bengala, majestuosamente, tiraban pétalos de flores a sus pies de loto. Cuando lo vi, sentí que tenía la misma relación que cuando veía su foto en un cuadro, en el templo, y yo cantaba las rondas.
He got out of the car with his walking stick majestically. They were throwing flower petals at his lotus feet. When I saw him, I felt that I had the same relationship with him in person as I had watching the picture of him in the temple while chanting my rounds.
Fue muy importante para mí realizar que no hay diferencia entre una foto y el guru mismo.
It was very important for me to realize that there was no difference between the photo and the guru himself.
El templo estaba siempre lleno de mucha gente. Venían de muchas partes. A veces no lo veía por estar tan lleno.
Prabhupada had stayed in Venezuela for 7 days. The temple was always full of people. They were arriving from many different parts. Sometimes I couldn't see him because the temple was fully packed with people.
Su presencia era tan fuerte que las lágrimas no paraban de caer.
His presence was so strong that the tears wouldn't stop falling from my eyes.
Comenzaron los preparativos para las iniciaciones. El día más importante de mi vida se hacía presente. Fue fuerte, profundo y gracioso.
The preparations for the initiations had started. The most important day of my life was about to happen. It was strong, deep and gracious.
Por distribuir los libros sagrados, yo pretendía que Srila Prabhupada me pusiera el nombre de Chaitanya o Nityananda.
Since I was distributing the holy books, I was expecting that Srila Prabhupada would give me the name of Chaitanya or Nityananda.
Cuando me llamó, mi pie se enredó en el sari y fui saltando hasta llegar delante de este ser inigualable, Srila Prabhupada.
When he called me, my foot got tangled up in my sari and I went jumping on one foot until I came in front of this incomparable being, Srila Prabhupada.
Me preguntó los cuatro principios y le dije tres. No recordaba uno. Rita y Ananda me gritaba, no carne, no carne. Entonces reaccioné y dije, ah, no carne.
He asked me what were the four regulative principles, and I listed three of them, but I couldn't remember the fourth. Hridayananda was shouting, no meat, no meat. So then I reacted and said, oh, no meat.
Srila Prabhupada me entregó mi yapa con sus manos de loto y dijo, Nanda Dashini Devi Dasi, aquella que sigue a aquel que siempre da placer.
Srila Prabhupada handed me my japa with his lotus hands and said, Nanda Daini Devidasi, that who follows the one who always gives pleasure.
Relacioné placer con este mundo y sentí vergüenza. Entonces la voz grave de mi eterno maestro espiritual dijo, placer trascendental.
In that moment I related pleasure with this material world and I felt ashamed. And then the great voice of my eternal spiritual master said, "Transcendental pleasure."
Sentí alivio y tranquilidad. Agarré mi chapa y nuevamente mi pie se enredó en el sari y salí saltando igual que cuando entré.
I felt relief and peace inside. Took my japa and again my foot got tangled up in my sari and I left jumping on one foot in the same way as before.
Un día tuve la bendición de participar de las famosas caminatas de Srila Prabhupada. Fuimos a un lindo parque que había en Caracas, Venezuela. Iban unos 5 devotos y 2 devotas, una era yo.
One day I had a blessing to participate in the famous walks of Srila Prabhupada. We went to a beautiful park in Caracas. There were some 5 Prabhus and 2 Matajis. One of them was me.
Muy afortunada. Tenía 21 años, pero me sentía como un niño en su presencia. Nos decía que debíamos pensar en salir de este mundo en esta vida.
I was very fortunate. I was 21, but I felt like a child in his presence. Prabhupada was saying that we should think to get out of this material world in this life.
Muy afortunada. ¿Dónde? Me perdí. Me sentía como un niño en su presencia. Nos decía que debíamos pensar en salir de este mundo en esta vida. Yo lloraba y le decía a mi hermana espiritual que tenía al lado, yo nunca voy a salir de este mundo material.
I was crying and was saying to my god sister who was walking next to me, I will never get out of this material world.
Srila Prabhupada paró de caminar, miró de costado, pude ver su ojo alargado como el de un ternero, era su ojo de loto, y dijo, en esta misma vida.
Srila Prabhupada stopped and looked to the side. I could see his enlarged eye, like one of a calf, baby calf. It was his lotus eye, and he said, in this very life.
Comprendí por su gracia que tenemos que salir de esta vida, en esta vida de este mundo. Él lo asegura, no hay excusas. A veces pensamos que yo no puedo, que soy caído, que tal vez en 2, 3 vidas, etc.
I understood by his grace that we have to get out of this world in this life. He assures it. There are no excuses like I can't do it, or I'm fallen, or maybe in 2 or 3 lives, etc.
Ese es su deseo. Él lo asegura. Solo debemos seguir sus instrucciones. Ya es Srila Prabhupada.
That is his desire. He is assuring it. We just have to follow his instructions. Ya es Srila Prabhupada.
Tuve la misericordia de limpiar su cuarto, tocar sus ropitas. Solo tuve su asociación personal por 7 días. Esos 7 días son eternos en mi recuerdo.
I had a mercy to clean his room, touch his clothes. I just had his personal association for 7 days. Those days will remain eternally in my memory.
Siempre esperábamos maja de su plato. Un día dijeron maja, maja de Prabhupada y nos comimos sus pelitos que habían rapado su cabeza recientemente.
Every day we were waiting for maja plate of Srila Prabhupada. One day one devotee came and said, maja, maja from Prabhupada. And we ate the hair of Srila Prabhupada, whose head was recently shaved by devotees.
Cuando le contaron a Prabhupada que habíamos comido sus pelitos, Él se sonrió y dijo, solo mis discípulos pueden llegar a hacer eso.
When they told him that we had eaten his hair, he smiled and said, only my disciples are able to do this.
Otro día, cuando venía de su caminata diaria, regresaba para la hora de Govinda, cuando se abría el altar. Yo me encontraba sentada en la entrada del templo, que había un banco largo de madera.
Another day, when he was coming back from his daily walk, he returned at the time that Govindam Adipurusham started, when the altar was opening. I was sitting in the entrance of the temple on the long wooden bench.
El encargado de entregar los libros para Sankirtan me estaba preguntando cuántos libros llevaría a Sankirtan hoy. Yo le respondí, tantos libros, Prabhu. Esto era todos los días.
The devotee who was in charge to hand over the books for Sankirtan was asking me how many books I would be taking for Sankirtan that day. I responded him, such and such number of books, Prabhu. It was like that every day.
De repente, Hridayananda Maharaj apareció corriendo y me preguntó, Srila Prabhupada pregunta, ¿por qué usted y el devoto están hablando? Yo contesté, me preguntó cuántos libros llevaría hoy.
Suddenly Hridayananda appeared, running towards me, and he said, Srila Prabhupada is asking why you and the devotee were talking. I answered, he had asked me how many books I would be taking out today.
Yo entendí que Srila Prabhupada era muy estricto con la relación de las madres y los devotos. No los quería mezclados, solo los casados podían relacionarse.
Srila Prabhupada was very strict concerning the exchanges between Matajis and Prabhus. He didn't want them to mix. Only the married ones could relate with one another.
Estas son las fantásticas realizaciones que tuve. Todas las glorias a los devotos reunidos, todas las glorias a nuestro eterno maestro espiritual Srila Prabhupada, tu eterna discípula y más caída e insignificante, Nanda Deshi.
These are the fantastic realizations that I had. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to our eternal spiritual master Srila Prabhupada, your eternal disciple, the most fallen and insignificant Nanda Daini Devi Dasi.
Esto es una pequeñita ofrenda que hice y terminamos.
This is the small offering that I made for today, and then this is it.
Okay. Queridísimo maestro espiritual eterno, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Maestro amado, rescatador de mi alma, solo por tu gracia estoy a salvo. Maestro, padre, amigo, hijo, todo se manifiesta en tu persona.
Dearest Eternal Spiritual Master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada, beloved Master, the rescuer of my soul, only by your grace I am saved. Master, Father, Friend, Son, everything manifests itself in your person.
Es muy difícil explicar mi relación contigo. Estoy eternamente agradecida, endeudada.
It's very difficult for me to explain my relationship with you. I'm eternally thankful, indebted.
¿Cómo pagarte que me hayas tirado de las garras de Maya, donde me encontraba nadando con la ilusión más profunda? Por ser tan insignificante, tuviste piedad de mí.
How can I repay you that you have pulled me out of the clutches of Maya, where I was swimming in the deepest illusion, being so insignificant? You had mercy on me.
Y por tu misericordia infinita obtuve tus sagrados pies de loto. Solo puedo agradecer eternamente tu mirada hacia mí. Gracias, Srila Prabhupada, tu sirviente más caído, Nanda Deshi.
And by your infinite mercy, I obtained your sacred lotus feet. I can only be eternally grateful that you casted your look upon me. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, your most fallen servant, Nanda Daini Devadasi. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.